This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli directs officials to take prompt steps to save lives of people by formulating necessary legal provisions and work procedures. CPN-UML constitute 10-member committee to address intra-party dispute. Ministry of Health reports 7,338 new corona infection cases and 145 additional deaths. 28th Madan Astrid Memorial Day being marked today, and more than 200 killed in a week of fighting between Israel and Palestine. Now the news in detail. The COVID-19 Crisis Management Center, CCMC, has directed the Ministry of Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs to carry out homework for the formulation of few more laws stating new laws were necessary to fight against the COVID-19 pandemic. At a special meeting of the CCMC yesterday, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli directed the ministry and bodies concerned to make necessary preparations since the clauses of the Infectious Disease Act 2020 were not enough to control present pandemic. The meeting took the decision to move ahead by removing existing legal obstacles for the immediate agreement of vaccine and arrangement rather of vaccine and oxygen. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli directed the concerned agencies to do the needful so that people should not lose their life due to lack of money and other problems. After the meeting, Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyawali shared that the meeting also directed the bodies concerned to work with more enthusiasm for the immediate medical supplies, including oxygen and vaccines. The meeting also discussed the issues of declaring a health emergency in the country. The CPN-UML has constituted a 10-member task force to seek an outlet to the intra-party disputes. A meeting held between Chairperson and Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and Senior Leader Madhav Kumar Nepal agreed to form the task force. The meeting held at Singhadarbar yesterday constituted the task force led by CPN-UML Parliamentary Party Deputy Leader Subhash Chandra Nemang. Senior Leader Nepal shared that the task force included leaders Vishnu Paudel, Pradeep Gyawali, Sankar Pokhrel, Bishnu Rimal, while Bhim Rao leads the Nepal faction comprising Ghanashyam Bhusal, Gokarna Bishta, Surendra Pandey and Raghuji Panta. The Ministry of Health and Population has directed the hospitals to manage the necessary oxygen needed for the treatment of corona patients by the hospital itself. Addressing the press briefing at the ministry yesterday, spokesperson Professor Dr. Jageshwar Gautam asked the hospitals not to ask the relatives of the patients to manage oxygen. He said the hospitals have the sole responsibility of managing oxygen for the treatment of the admitted patients. Meanwhile, the ministry reported 7,368 corona infection cases yesterday. With this, Nepal's corona cases have crossed 455,000. The ministry has also reported 145 additional corona-related deaths, pushing the total death toll to 5,001. The ministry said the number of deaths also included the data shared by the Nepal Army's body disposal units. Yesterday itself, more than 6,648 people recovered from the COVID-19 infection. The Ministry of Finance has agreed to allocate 4,318,560,000 rupees for the procurement of medical equipment and materials to enhance the capacity and capability of hospitals to ensure treatment of the coronavirus patients. The Finance Ministry is providing 2,952,000,000 rupees for the procurement of ventilators and equipment needed for oxygen plants and oxygen tanks in 26 central hospitals and 9 provincial hospitals. Likewise, the Ministry is providing 1,366,560,000 rupees for setting up high dependency units in 25 different central and provincial hospitals. The government started providing the second dose of Verocell vaccine against COVID-19 in Kathmandu from yesterday. The Kathmandu District Health Office had issued a public notice earlier that the booster dose of Verocell could be administered to the people between 18 and 55 years old and those who had got the first dose of vaccine. Kathmandu District Health Office Public Health Administrator Buddhi Bahadur Kharka said the vaccine was available at all 11 municipalities of Kathmandu District till the 28th of May. He urged the beneficiaries of the first dose to visit nearby vaccination centres for the booster dose. Similarly, people of Lalitpur District and Bhaktapur District are also getting the Varicel vaccine second dose. The China-aided 18,000 empty oxygen cylinders arrived yesterday at Tatopani checkpoint in Sindhupalchak District. Deputy Prime Minister Ishwar Pokhrel's press coordinator Ganesh Pandey said the cylinders would be brought to Kathmandu once the Chinese side handed them over to Nepal. Similarly, 550 oxygen cylinders were flown to Nepal from China yesterday. A Nepal Airlines plane will also be departing today to China to bring additional oxygen cylinders. Today is 28th Madan Asrith Memorial Day. On today's day, which is J's 3rd, 28 years ago, stalwarts of Nepal's communist movement, People's leader Madan Bhandari and leader Jibraj Asrith had been killed in a road accident in Dasdhunga of Chitwan under mysterious circumstances. Madan Bhandari, who was the general secretary of CPN-UML at the time, is known for his political ideology, namely People's Multi-Party Democracy. The ideology has incorporated the basic elements of Marxism-Leninism with the multi-party parliamentary democratic system at a time when the world communist movement was at perils. Issuing a statement today, Prime Minister and chairperson of the party CPN-UML, KP Sharma Oli, said that the country was moving in the path shown by People's leader Bhandari, and his ideology would be pivotal for building a socialist and democratic society and country. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
Hey, chora, kya hal khabar? Padhai kasto chaldai cha?
Sabai ramrai chaldai cha. Ani tya ke cha bua?
Yaha pani sabai ramro cha. La, tero aama sanga kura gar.
Pardana, kina dherai paisa kharcha garnuhuncha?
Kina tension linchas babu? Hami jasta ko lagi NTC ko Call India Pack chhadai cha ni. India call garna ta kasto sasto pa cha ta tesma.
La, tesa bhaye dhukkale kura garam na ta.
Sewa sucharu garna ka lagi *14#dial garnuhos.
Nepal Telecom, Rashtrako Sanchar.
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Palestinian officials in Gaza say Sunday was the deadliest day since the current fighting with Israel began. More than 40 people were killed in the latest Israeli airstrikes on Gaza. Israel's army say Palestinian militants have fired more than 3,000 rockets at Israel over the past week. A total of 202 people, both Israelis and Palestinians, have died in a week of fighting. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has warned that further fighting could plunge the region into an uncontainable crisis. He pleaded for an immediate end to the utterly appalling violence. Earlier today, Israeli warplanes launched 80 airstrikes on several areas of Gaza City shortly after Hamas militants fired a barrage of rockets at southern Israel. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Isolated brief rain is likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions of Province No. 1, Gandaki Province and Karnali Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli directs officials to take prompt steps to save lives of people by formulating necessary legal provisions and work procedures. CPN-UML constitute 10-member committee to address intra-party disputes. Ministry of Health reports 7,338 new corona infection cases and 145 additional deaths. 28th Madan Asrith Memorial Day being marked today. And more than 200 people killed in a week of fighting between Israel and Palestine. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.